No more talking. No more talking. The talking's done. We talking with these now. We talking with these now, all right? All right, here we go. Call it up for me. Let's go. Let's go. Make it loud. Legacy. Here we go. Here we go. Let's go, fellas. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Fun, fast-moving first quarter here at the Legacy All-Star Game. Mike Martin, the head coach of Team Legacy, and his team is in front 12-0, and defensively been pretty good, too. A third down and 12 is what the Legend team faces alongside Rob Rubick, Brooke Fletcher. I'm Matt Shepard. We will welcome in Justin Sasante, who is the executive director of the Legacy Sports Complex, here in a moment after this play, as Jaden Mason, the quarterback for Big Rapids, tries to get his team to its second straight first down. They've only had one so far in this one because of the Legend struggles at the line of scrimmage, and now the second penalty in illegal motion against Team Legend. That changes offense, the playbook just a little bit.
Penalty, still third down.
So illegal motion, push him back another 5 yards. And again, just a reminder, because there is no punting, if they don't convert here, they can choose to say they would punt, and then Team Legacy would get the ball at their own 25-yard line, since the ball is on the Legend side of the 50.
Matt, that's a good deal. if you're the Legends, that's a 55-yard punt.
No return.
Right.
You always talk about the net return. Mason, you would think in a throwing situation with a rush of four, feels the pressure, throws, and it's incomplete, intended for LaShawn Bright out of Lawrence Central. All right. So here's where the rules, these unique rules, come into play. We talked about it at the outset. We will remind you throughout our broadcast here. And they will punt it away, giving Team Legacy the ball at the 25. Let's welcome in Justin Sasante. He is the executive director of the Legacy Sports Complex. Congratulations on the success. I know you had it last year, but this year as well. How do you feel as you see this this baby being born, if you will?
Yeah, extremely humbling and a blessing to give these kids an opportunity that I would deem underrated, underexposed, want to play at the next level, deserve it, had great high school careers, and did things on the field and off the field the right way. So just a pleasure partnering with Zenith and Fox Sports to allow this platform to be born. And it's been an awesome experience thus far.
How's it been building up? What's been the feedback from players, coaches, and parents alike?
It's been overwhelming how appreciative they are for this opportunity. A lot of these high school football players assumed their high school careers were done, and the next step would hopefully be at the collegiate level. And we're all about relationships in this great game. You know, provide an opportunity down the road well after football. And so we just feel this whole environment over the last 3 days, everybody's came together as a family in a short time.
I'll tell you what, you got to like Noah Smith on this. I watched number 7. He comes flying up, takes on the defender. He doesn't make the play, but look at the way he feels, the aggressiveness, the reaction time, and how quick he read that play.
Hey, you talk about good football physiques. Noah Smith has that for sure at 5'11", 180. Out of Lansing Everett, a second down and 12 now for the team that's in front. Oh, my goodness. And that's the decision Cannon Hall regrets because of the play of David Smith. David Smith was a late addition from Lansing Waverly, and he has been everywhere. Justin, when you see these kids play and you know that they've gone through 3 days of practice, are you equally as impressed with not just what they did during the regular season, but what they've been able to accomplish in such a short period of time during these practices?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just seeing how coachable they are. They're able to pick up what we're putting down in a short period of time. And hats off to our coaching staff. A lot of ex-NFL guys, high-level high school coaches were able to implement it. Players were able to pick it up, be focused, and they've been putting it on the field so far.
Cannon Hall out of Davidson. A pump fake. Now he'll end up throwing to Williams. Williams has a touchdown. Spins his way all the way down past the 25 to the 27-yard line. A little dancing move by Tywan Williams.
Well, Tywan Williams got a little shake now. He gets that in the flat, and there's a defender right in his face. Chapin, I think he makes 3 people miss. He utilized that spin move nicely, didn't he? He made the first guy with the spin, second spin. He worked his way up a little Tasmanian devil. But they're going to be short on third down, and they're going to take them, use the punt rule inside their own 50. That means the Legends will get on their own 25-yard line.
I love these rules. Ribs thinks this is the way, you know, with special teams, that just about every single level is going to go to. Who did you consult, Justin, about coming up with these rules, and why do you think it's so important at this level to have these types of options?
Well, as Rubes knows, he's a physical football player. You probably...
You obviously too young to watch me play with, because I wasn't, but...
I'm a historian,
yeah.
You got hit the hardest on special
yes.
teams, and you hit
Agreed.
The hardest, and it's also the most dangerous to implement in a short amount of time, so we want to make sure to keep a safe environment, and if we didn't have enough time to really put it on the field, we didn't want to. So I talked to the officiating crew. A lot of these guys worked state championships this past week. Rozier, Looney, Mike Henry, great guys out of the Flint area, and that's something that we are very dedicated to doing, is keeping the kids safe first.
Well, you have to understand, special teams, Shep, there's open field, Justin, that's high-speed collisions.
No doubt about it.
And you can eliminate that. It's a little bit more close quarters here.
Chase Brown is back in at quarterback for Team Legend. He wants to throw, airing it out downfield and incomplete. Intended for Drew O'Connor from Novi High School. How did you come about getting the players on each of these sidelines? There's 40 per team. How did you come up with these 80 special athletes?
So we opened up nominations in early fall. We don't want to interfere with the focus of the season, but we also have rules we have to abide by. And we had over 450 nominations from high school coaches, from parents, and from players themselves. And we had a committee sit down, and we watched each huddle. Huddle film and highlight film, and went through and also really took into account what they did off the field as well in their classroom.
Some incredible stories with these young men, some of the things that they've had to overcome to get here. High snap through the hands of Brown, and he's going to cover it up inside his own 5-yard line.
Well, the Legends have struggled with the snap. That's about the fourth or fifth bad snap they've had. And you don't know where these centers come from. Maybe they're not. Maybe the quarterback's under center. You
yeah.
don't know if they're used to being a shotgun style of offense. Pistols, some are deeper than others in a regular deep shotgun.
And I'll tell you what, the two tackles inside, Files and Nelson from Central,
yeah.
they were amazing to watch over the last 2 days. And they're very physical, so I'm definitely thinking that that has something to do with the center probably being a little jittery for
yeah. Danny Files, 6'3", 310 right. from Cranbrook. Yeah,
yeah,
I would be a little jittery, too.
I never slept well when that blocked Lawrence Taylor, either.
He did, but I didn't.
Brings up a third down. And long way. I mean, a long way to go here. They got
to
get to the 35.
30, yeah.
yeah, we're at the 5, so you got 30 yards to go. And now a timeout for Greg Jones and Team Legend to talk some things over. I find that very interesting that you're looking at huddle and you're talking to their coaches and making sure that it's not just what they do on the field, but it's off the field. Why do you think that's important? Of course, you as a college player at Grand Valley yeah. knew what it was like to be a responsible player athlete off the field.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And also the colleges that are watching this game that are coming into the facility, you want to give them an asset, not a liability. And you're really putting your name on these kids and reputation, the brand, and all the coaches that are in this game. So we want to make sure that we're doing right by the system and the process, and making sure these kids are serious about the next level.
Justin, who are some of the schools that you've seen here? I mean, you've been walking around some of the colleges that are here today watching this game.
Yeah, we actually had a lot more in the building. I think being on TV, probably some guys are sitting on the couch and watching, but we've seen Elma, the Hopes, several GLIAC schools, some NAIA. We've had some JUCOs in Independence. Ohio Northern, Adrian. So a lot of schools just floating around, and they're in and out, Lawrence Tech. So,
what have they said to you? Another really good play made up front by the front line of Team Legacy.
Yeah, Sears from center line.
What have they said to you, and how this is convenient for them? Everybody would like to go to a place where you could see a bunch of different athletes where they could do their scouting all at once.
No doubt, and it's different from going to what the typical showcase or running around in your underwear, quote-unquote, that I typically say, than seeing them in pads and seeing them have to coach up in actual contact football.
Well, you know, that last play, just a quick footnote on it. Ball gets, they sack him on about the 1-foot line. Now we just witnessed a 75-yard punt.
That's really important.
Some days the rules are going to hurt you. Let's say you're on your 48-yard line.
Right.
You're hitting a 27-yard punt, but now deep in your own territory. And I like it because it makes the other team, they're going to have to earn it offensively, not give them any short fields. And it's unique.
I do want to ask you one more thing about this facility. It's gorgeous, right? And it's it's perfect for this type of setting, but it's not just football you have here. You guys are all-encompassing. I know Rubes has talked about this during our broadcast numerous times. You want to see kids play more than one sport. What else does this facility allow kids to do?
Yeah, so I've been around the sports industry for almost 20 years. I'm about to be 39. So from a nonprofit out to here, we're not a rental facility. We're a club-based facility, meaning we have seven sports and 350 clubs. So we manage everything from the curriculum off the field, the student athlete development, the social awareness. We fed 1,000 families this past Tuesday, and then the development. So, we're about multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, the beauty is it's not just indoors, but you have a lot of land outdoors that really helps things along with just football, baseball, softball, lacrosse, I know, is out here as well. Here's another really nice defensive play, Rube.
Well, this is Jaden White once again getting inside. He's just got some good quicks, good leverage. See, he's one of these kids, we talk about fitting in the box, Justin. A lot of these kids don't fit in the box that the colleges look at. They don't plug, but they can play. You know, Chris Spielman, a guy I played with, didn't fit in the box. But he ended up being pretty good, didn't he? So it's a nice opportunity for some of these kids. Hey, I might be 6 foot tall, but I have really good quicks. I have good leverage. I play low. I play in the good angles. I read and react. I shed. I do a lot of things well that maybe the guy that has the genetic freak may not necessarily do, but colleges sometimes they look at that box and say, hey, you don't fit it, but some of these kids can play.
All right, one more before we let you go, Justin. How can kids get involved in Legacy for future opportunities?
Yeah, our football website's legacyfootball.org.com, and go into the Legacy Center website and just keep an eye on what's going on. There's so much that is offered. We also want to make sure we preach to the kids, if you have a school sport that you're specific to that sport, you're loyal to that, and you never let anything we do interfere with that. And that's something that that's a cut of cloth that we're from, and we want to preach. And the real quick, Rubes, just to say something on that, you look at all the NFL rosters, there's a lot of guys from a Hofstra or Grand Valley.
Oh, there's D2, D3, yeah, 1AA. Yeah.
And your diploma doesn't say D1, D2, D3, NAI. It says a diploma and an education. So NFL's not for long, but we want to get these kids opportunity they deserve based on their high school career.
Chris Hogan's a really good example of that with the New England Patriots. Great stuff. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you. Appreciate
Sasante,
you having me.
Who handles things here at Legacy. We appreciate it as always. And thanks for having us and hosting us in this beautiful facility and a chance to call more football. I mean, Rubes and I usually get four games during the high school state championships. This year, we've been spoiled. We've had six because we had the game in Kent City in the first round of the playoffs as part of Football Week in Michigan, and now we get this game right here, the Legacy High School All-Star Game. It's pretty cool. It's a second down and long, 15 yards to go for Team Legacy. On a quick out pattern, throw and connection to Derek Hinton from Avondale. Hinton's an interesting story. First year he was in high school, he had a 1.8 GPA. You know what he finished with? A 3.5. That's impressive.
Right. It is, because not only that's not just getting a 3.5 for those last 3 years. You got to overcome that to start with the 1.8.
Right. Puts you right behind the eight ball early. But I love the dedication on his part. I mean, and that's what we were talking about with Justice. Justin, you get the opportunity to see these stories and what's some of the things that these kids were able to overcome. You're not playing high school football on a 1.8, and yet he righted the ship. Kinney strong arms it, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Noah Smith. Big break for Team Legend inside the opposition 35.
Well, this is an opportunity to try to get some points. With the long field, the Legends have struggled. Now they're going to have the short field after the interception by Smith.
Smith out of Lansing Everett puts his offense in really good shape, trailing 12-0.
Dear John, I know this has been a journey that no one wants to have. Your courage and your steadfast determination is an inspiration to me and countless others. It is my privilege to care for you and be a part of your journey. I am committed to your fight for life and to overcome the cancer that has impacted you, your family, and friends. With love and respect, Dr. Kumari Adams.
Topcat Team Sales is Michigan's premier team outfitter and number one Adidas dealer in the Midwest. Topcat carries the latest team gear, uniforms, spirit wear, and hard-to-get products, all with the personalized service you deserve. Topcat sales professionals have solutions to all of your branded team ordering, including custom online spirit shops. Your team deserves to look great on and off the field. Take your brand to the top.
Do you hear that?
No.
It's quiet. Too quiet. Xfinity Home cameras.
Xfinity Home gives you an extra pair of eyes to help watch over your family. Plus, you have added peace of mind from 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity Home. Simple, easy, awesome.
Love your Avis Ford, because at Avis Ford, we make it easy to shop by phone. Looking for your no money down payment? Just give us a call. Because during our year-end closeout, you can lease a brand new 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 with no money down for only $275 a month. Only $275 a month. Shop online, shop by phone, or visit us on Telegraph at 12 Mile. Call 1-800-SHOP-FORD.
Football Week in Michigan on your Fox Network.
Team Legacy has the early lead on touchdown runs and passes from Gray Kinney, and he is with Brooke Fletcher. Brooke?
Thanks, Matt. Gray, you threw a touchdown earlier this half. How does it feel to be playing in a game like this?
You know, it's exciting to be top, like, player in Michigan, you know. And I'm excited to be out here with kids all across the state. It's fun to compete, you know.
Now you had a pick on that last drive. Walk me through that.
You know, I took my eyes down off my primary read, and I got a little too happy in the pocket, but I know the defense will get a stop here and help me out. And we'll just keep on continuing through the game. And there's an interception right there. So.
Well, you still got a second half, and it looks like you're going to get another opportunity. But we have a platform for you here. If you could tell the scouts and the schools anything, sell yourself right now, what would you tell them?
You know, I just say I'm a leader on the field, you know. I love to lead the guys. I might not be the tallest guy, but I'll get the job done.
All right, good luck. Go get him. Matt, back to you.
All right, Brooke, thanks very much. You got the job done, but so did Drake Reed on this interception.
Oh, nice job by Drake Reed. Young man coming here out of Rochester. He reads it. He comes over from the weak side. He ball hawks it, gets it at his highest point. A little bit of return, and that's a big turnover right now that Reed gets, because when you give them, after your turnover, the Legends have a short field. Now Legacy feel a little better about themselves.
Yeah, Reed had a couple of picks during the year, getting offers from Lawrence Tech and Oberlin College. So now Team Legacy takes over, and the man who was just talking with Brooke Fletcher, Gray Kinney, gets another shot. This is what you asked for. Greg Jones not happy about it. The emotions, not just from kids, but from coaches as well. Greg Jones really excited about his team getting the pick, but then to turn it back over on the very first play is disheartening. On an inside give, Williams dragged down. Really good job reading that play, closing quickly, and Mikey Nisai made the play. Legend had the momentum for a moment. Greg Jones was fired up because his team forced a turnover moments ago.
Yep, no winner. Let's go! Oh, let's go! Let's go! That's what I'm talking about, boy!
That's what they've been working on, and man, he's got to be fired up over that, too. He did that a lot as a player at Michigan State and with the Giants, where he won a Super Bowl. He has to be fired up for David Smith, who continues to excel. He's jumping off the chart, Rubes, 4-1.
Well, I tell you what, David Smith, as well as Evan Brunning, the young man from Oxford, he gets pressured, 53, comes off the edge and gets the sack, and David Smith kind of comes in and cleans up late. But this young man from Oxford, 2 sacks here already. He got Cannon Hall once. He got to do that during the regular season. And Cannon Hall was at Davison as well. Evan Brunning, that's a nice-looking body. You see some of these kids, Shep, I'm befuddled.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
How somebody hasn't offered him.
I just don't understand.
Yeah,
remember Brunning. Him? Lapeer played Oxford in the playoffs, rather, and he was a factor. He was a force.
6'5", 235, has a 3.7 GPA. Here's a quarterback draw by Kinney. And it's swallowed up. Who else? Evan Brunning's at the bottom of that pile. He and Lee Williams tag teaming to make that tackle. And you get a sense that Legend is starting to create an attitude with themselves.
They've settled in. They looked a little shaky off early on in the game, and Legacy was able to move it. But now this defensive front's exerting themselves with Brunning and White getting up front. And some help with Lee Williams and a lot of their buddies. They've really started dominating the front.
The hard work paying off, the opportunity they hope will pay off too. I'm with you on Evan Brunning. I just I'm befuddled, too. I mean, here's a guy who wants to pursue supply chain management, and he's been the key link to that defensive line.
Yeah, he really has. And I like that, supply chain management. That's a really a new field over the past 5 to 10 years that's taken off. I've known a couple people that are doing that.
I think Michigan State's really well known for that, aren't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I say, explain what you do to me, and 5 minutes later, I say, okay, I still have no idea, but congratulations, I'm glad you're doing well.
That's right. Matter of fact, I got a couple of friends. Their kids went to Michigan State, graduated in that, and they're excelling rather well. Brooke Fletcher, Greg Jones's defense has made some big plays lately. How's he feeling?
Yeah, Matt, I'm here with Greg right now. Greg, kind of walk me through what's going through your mind right now.
Right now, I think we had some nerves going, but I think right now they just need to embrace those nerves, understand it's a very exciting moment, an opportunity for them to get better. But other than that, though, we just got to calm down and play our game.
You guys are struggling to get some rhythm going offensively. Yeah. What adjustments can you guys make?
Right now, we just got to execute. That's the bottom line. I think the adjustments are what they are, but we need to execute.
All right, thanks so much, Greg. Matt, back to you.
They did just that on that play. A pitch and catch connection to Alec Muck. Alec Muck, one of those really good players among many in this game, but he can make things happen.
All right, and Matt Horniak did a nice job as the quarterback. Muck is running the crossing route, and what he does really well is he comes flat. Too many receivers at many levels, when they run across, they drift up the field, allows the defender to come underneath. Horniak stayed right in the pocket. Muck comes really flat and then does a nice job getting some yak yards.
Horniak out of Howell, the third quarterback used by Team Legend. Wears 9 in white.
Nice job. You got to give the Legacy. They look strong in the beginning, but Legends have really started controlling the game here in the second quarter.
No question they've been better than the first, and a nice hole. And busting through Logan Turner from Birch Run High School, who gained over 1,300 yards this year. It's a good hole up front. And big guys up front, Jared Thielen and Shelby Givens and Ishmael Kane, Jacob Dean, and Jack Eklison, who's the captain up front for them out of Hemlock. Turner with a scary mouth guard. I don't think that scares many football players, but you see it all over the place, don't you? You see it at the collegiate level. You see it sometimes at the professional level. 4:45 left. A second down and 6. And big sack made there by Team Legacy. Able to break free inside. Cameron Hutchinson out of Loyola.
This is a good job staying with your rush. The initial rush was not there. Horniak had time in the pocket. No one opened down the field. He sets. He needs to deliver the ball. He can't deliver. He feels the pressure. Hutchinson grabs him by the ankles. A lot of sacks in this game.
Yeah.
Good defensive line. But, that, you know, remember, offensive lines take a while with any team to work together, to gel together. So you're throwing 5 different guys in there where defense is reacting. You know, you're reading. You're reacting. You usually look better. It's like in spring football and fall ball, the defense is always ahead of the offense.
Third down and 10 for the Legend team. And Legacy moved. All right, now they work on the Legacy side of the 50. Keep this in mind, just in case their drive stalls, in case they have to punt, they would give it down to the 15-yard line rather than the 25. That's one of the many rules here for the Legacy All-Star Game. And if they happen to score, they can get a 1-point conversion from the 5, a 2-point conversion from the 10, and a 3-point conversion attempt from the 15. Sure, Greg Jones isn't worried about that just yet. He's worried about traveling 46 yards to pay dirt first. Matt Horniak, the quarterback. Lofting, sideline, caught, 20-yard line. Beautiful touch a nice route and a really, really good adjustment on the part of LaShawn Bright out of Lawrence Central.
Well, he did. The ball had nice touch and enough air. It kind of brought Bright into the middle of the field a little bit more. I think Hojniak had this again. He'd leave it outside because you don't want to bring him in where the safety is. But you said a good adjustment to the ball when it's in the air. As a receiver, I always tell every young receiver, the quicker you can locate the ball when it leaves your quarterback hands, the easier it is to catch, easier it is to get open, and the better you look, make your cue look, because you will make the adjustment and make it look like a beautiful pass.
Deepest penetration for Legend at the 19. And an inside give and a nice, quick, darting step through the line by Brandon Matthews out of Forest Hills Northern. Matthews, good numbers in high school, really good in the classroom at a 3.6 GPA, and wants to pursue a career in law.
Clock becomes a little bit of a factor. I'm not saying on this drive, but you want to try to chew as much of it as you can, not leave any when Legacy gets the ball back with whatever happens in this last drive here.
Hojniak with a give. Oh. You talk about dominating up front. That time, that's exactly what happened by the big fellas in blue. Victor Nelson did it again. He and Jacob Price.
Nice job just beating the block of the guard, getting into the backfield quickly. You know, everyone wants the 6'1", 6'2", 320-pound DT. But I've seen a lot of quality DTs at the Division II, the Division I level, even in the Mid-American Conference that are maybe 5'11", 6', that can play with leverage and quickness.
And what impressed you most about that play right here? Victor Nelson's ability to use
His hands.
And his hands. What is Mike Martin telling his team's defense? Let's listen into his huddle along Team Legacy.
Yeah, we got some nerves. You want me to moon them real quick? Run out there and moon everyone? I had every suggestion you could have thought about. I said, none of you, they weren't up.
All right, we apologize for some technical difficulties with Coach Martin. Get those rectified. We always like to hear the inspirational speeches from coaches along the sidelines. This will be the eighth play of the drive for Team Legend.
It's funny, we were talking to Justin Sasante, and he was making a good point. He said that during the week that Nelson's been a tough to handle for the team legend, and we've seen that here in this first half.
A pump fake, and then across the middle. That ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Well, that brings up a big fourth down and nine. That's up to the offensive line. They got to do a little bit better job in protecting. Because it's not like you can just throw a two-yard hitch. You got to get down the field a little bit if you're going to move the sticks. We could look in a replay. It's hard to get a number. The blue blur coming through. It hit him, though, on the elbow on the release. Got his elbow hit a little bit on the release.
And again, if you're thinking, well, why not just go for a field goal? There are no field goals. There are no special teams. No special teams in this one. Jacob Price is the one who got a piece of Matt Hornyak's arm, or piece of the football. Good crowd here, too, at the Legacy Sports Complex in Brighton.
Yeah, let's take a look here. Let's see, we're looking at coverage here. They're going to go with four wide out set. Look for the high side. I'm going to go high side to the right.
Hojniak, pressure comes, and down he goes. First one to him was Jacob Price, 74 in blue.
Yeah, the offense is when you have to do a deep drop, they're in trouble. These defensive linemen on both sides are controlling. They're winning up front. The pass pros just aren't there. They're not getting enough time. They sit in the pocket. You can see the heat coming quickly from the right edge.
Speaking of heat, Price wants to be a firefighter. He brought it, didn't he?
He would have got to the fire quickly there.
Yes, he would have. Tywan Williams has a touchdown on the day, and he's standing by with our Brooke Fletcher. Brooke?
Tywan, congrats on that touchdown earlier in the game. And I saw you on the sidelines dancing around. How much fun are you having today?
I'm having a lot of fun. That's the whole point this weekend, is to get out with a lot of guys that across Michigan I have not played football with and just have fun with them, you know. This whole weekend just been it's been splendid and fun for us.
Now, I'm using this as a platform, all right? And if you can tell colleges and if you can tell scouts one thing to sell yourself, what would you tell them?
My grades are good. I have a 2.3 GPA, you know, good SAT scores. And just let them know that I can come in a program and I can make something happen for them, big time.
Well, good luck. Guys, he's athletic and smart.
Yeah, Brooke, I'm glad he brought that up. And I'll tell you why. Because even he admits, look, fifth grade through eighth grade, he was what he called a troubled child. He got kicked out of schools. He got he was in trouble for failing classes. And he said, my father would punish me with exercises, do push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and squats. I didn't like those, so I focused on staying away from those punishments. Then, as I got older, I started to enjoy him that much more, and that's why he's more successful in football.
Different paths, different ways to parent, different ways to achieve what you ultimately want, and Taiwan's trying to get that, and that's go play collegiately somewhere and help get your college paid for and continue doing what you love to do.
Yeah, I also like the fact that he gets a chance to play, and he mentioned this, with guys he had never played with before. Here's his touchdown from earlier.
They ran that little screen, he caught it, and he didn't really use his linemen. They were set up in the middle of the field. He's like, you know, I'm pretty fast. I think I'll just go to the left and run it into by the pylon. That must be nuts. I never had that where I was, knew I was the fastest guy in the field.
We don't.
Well, different skill sets, right? A lot of these guys bring different skill sets to this Legacy All-Star game. Mike Martin has his offense with the football and just 1:37 left in a 12-0 lead. Let's listen into their offensive play.
Right, because we got a minute 37 before the half, okay? So we're going to stay in four. Now, we want to start scooting our guys back just because they're not going to try to run the ball out of here, I don't think.
Yeah,
I imagine he's going to try to take some shots.
Yeah, when he goes third down, we're going to move him back.
Move him back, okay. All right,
Okay. Well, they're constantly working on some things.
Because look at the scenario.
And wanted to be really smart at this time.
Let me tell you, right, that's exactly. Number one, he said, all right, we're gonna kind of cautiously be aggressive. We're going to try to move. We're going to try to maybe run a screen, a draw, something quick. Get some yards, and then we'll go into our hurry-up. He has Cannon Hall as quarterback right now. And once you get into our hurry-up, that means hurry up. Get to the line. Everything's on their wristbands for the receivers. The protections are probably pretty vanilla for your offensive line. Let's try to get some points here at the end of the half.
And Hall, a running quarterback out of Davison. Handles the low snap. They got a reverse, and it's going to be a pass down the middle, and it's going to be intercepted for the second time today by the same man, Noah Smith. And he weaves his way inside the 20, close to the 15. What an athletic play.
Well, he took that timeout. I see why now. They're trying to put in the double reverse pass. You're going to see it. Cannon Hall pitches it, hands it off, the pitch back, and that's your ball just... You know, it really wasn't that ball, but Smith, being a ball hawk, he came from the weak side. First of all, the guy throwing the ball, not a quarterback. There's no read in that. You say the blue shirt down the middle field, throw him the football, and that's what he tried to do. But by doing so, that allowed Smith to come over from the backside and get the interception. Wow, this is getting pretty Catholic Central heavy up here right now. Anthony Biondi's in the house with Johnny Wang's Royal Oak Shrine.
And Johnny Wang's watching his son play yesterday. And the horseshoe. 1:27 left in the half. At the 15-yard line for Team Legend. Another chance for them to get on the scoreboard. Moments ago, they had it at the 25 and could not convert. Chase Brown is in at quarterback. Trips to his right. Instead looks left. And now will tuck it and run and lose a yard.
No shot. They just tried to run a sluggo up top with LaShawn Bright. And it'd been better if they just stayed with the slant. And on the slant move, he was open. The corner was playing soft. If they just throw the slant, he's going to be open. But when he went to the, after he ran the slant, he tried going down the field. And the corner was just waiting for him. There's nowhere to throw the ball.
Christian Guerra made the tackle. Out of St. Clair Shores, Lakeshore. So a loss of a couple. Second down and 12 now for Greg Jones and the Legend team.
It's big series now. But a minute 21, 12-0. It'd be nice to put a little dent in that score. And you got to get to the end zone, as you said a few times. There's no field goals.
Flag on the play. Pressure coming. And down he goes again.
In an all-star game like this, it's so difficult on the quarterback because in a regular season, they might have a really good edge rusher. Well, you can make him miss, and the other three linemen might not be there. What happens here is you move away from one, and you got two or three other guys who are pretty good, too, and they're all getting at you, and there's nowhere to go for the quarterbacks. I think you may see at halftime adjustment, they might try to roll them out. If they could put in a play where they get them outside the pocket.
Illegal formation.
The penalty offense was against Team Legacy or Team Legend. Team Legacy declined it.
And let's take a look at the replay. I'll tell you what I'm talking about here. There's the ball. There's one player. He tries to go left. Someone's there. Middle, right. There's just blue shirts. The blue wave is coming in on him. And there's just nowhere to go for a quarterback. So I think if you want to try to buy time, if you don't feel you can pass protect up front with the guys you have right now, you have to put in a rollout just to get them away from the action and allow your quarterbacks to use their athleticism, maybe buy some time and make a play down the field.
Kelvin Wilson with that last tackle, the player out of Detroit Central.
Let's keep an eye on Alec Muck. He's really been, he's at the high side to the right. He's got man coverage.
50 seconds remaining in the half. Brown rolling, looking, throwing, jump ball, and incomplete.
It was intended for Alec Muck, as we were talking about, but you can see now, Brown didn't do it intentionally, but once he rolled out of the, once he got forced out of the pocket, he had an opportunity to make a play. Alec Muck just couldn't get open. Nice job on the back end in coverage. Here you're going to see pressure. He steps up. Now he's got to get out of there. He's trying to make a play. He throws up. Nothing wrong with that. Try to make a play. But the coverage just by defensively that time was too good.
And now a timeout with just under 40 seconds left in this opening half. And a 4th and 18. Now, it doesn't do you any good to obviously punt this away. And there is no punting. But a punting would put it at the 15-yard line. So it really doesn't make much sense at all. That was their last one. Greg Jones trying to inspire his team a little bit offensively. Let's get this big first down. They can get the first down right near the 5-yard line or so. A touchdown run by Gray Kinney and a touchdown pass from Gray Kinney to Tywan Williams is where we're at right now. Team Legacy, under the guidance of Mike Martin, going for what was a 2-point conversion for the 10-yard line, failed. Going for a 1-point conversion for the 5-yard line, failed.
That last play I want to get back to because I want to give some props is Jalen Johnson did a really nice job in coverage of staying with Alec Muck. As he worked and worked. That's one of the hard things for a DB is when that quarterback breaks contain, that your coverage goes from 3 seconds to 5-6 seconds pretty quickly.
Brown will have to throw for the corner of the end zone and an adjustment made but incomplete, intended for LaShawn Bright.
Well, he's trying to get Bright on just a straight go route. But there's really nowhere to put the ball. Bright does a good job trying to adjust to it. He comes back. But a coverage inside by Juwan Stokes was really good. He turned, he looked for the ball, and he forced the receiver, Bright, to the sidelines, which really shortens the area the quarterback can put the ball. Shrunk the window down, and nice play.
Stokes from Redford Union. And now you just wonder if Gray Kinney in the offense just take a knee here. Devon Bentley, the tailback, he gets the call.
Sips through a little bit of a hole and gets to the 26. As part of Football Week in Michigan, Kroger's inviting people throughout the state to help with their Zero Hunger, Zero Waste campaign. This initiative aims to end hunger in our communities and eliminate waste in Kroger stores by donating food. Here's how you can help. Text Zero Hunger to 248-710-0129 to donate today. Probably the final play of the half. Oh, what a tackle. How about breaking in? I mean, just blowing it up. Nice job by Isaiah Castillo from Alma High School. Second time we've mentioned him here today. How about this penetration, Rubes?
This is not what you're looking for going into the half. If you're the running back, Josh McCarty, you're thinking, let's just take this and get inside, and Castillo really delivers the blow.
All right, Brooke Fletcher is with Mike Martin. His team is up 12 to nothing with two first quarter touchdowns. Gray Kinney, a touchdown run. Gray Kinney, a touchdown pass. And here she is with the head coach, Brooke.
Mike, besides a few minor mishaps, you guys have been dominating this first half. I know Greg Jones isn't happy. What do you have to say about your performance?
Look, these guys, they've come out with the best energy. I mean, just over the top, and they haven't let off the gas pedal. That's what I told them. I said I wanted them to come out and set the tone, and they've just continued to build on that. So I'm proud of these guys, and if Greg is irritated, then that means we're doing a good job.
Now, the second half, it's these guys' last opportunity to show these coaches, these scouts, these schools what they have. So what's going to be your message to the team?
I've talked to these guys about preparation meeting opportunity, and this is their opportunity. We prepped all weekend. The entire season they prepped. So I want them to lay it out here these last two quarters. It's all they got, and they know what's at stake, and they know what they can go out here and earn for themselves. So I'm excited for them to finish strong and for me to have the win at the end of the day.
All right, well, good luck. Matt, back to you.
All right, Brooke, thanks very much. Mike Martin's offense moves 75 yards on its first drive. And then after a turnover, his team was able to maneuver 10 yards to make a 12-0 leader at halftime out of Team Legacy. You're watching.